On today's show, BMW is bullish on CPO sales in China. Continental says automakers will not make money on EVs for years to come. And why Ford can't seem to satisfy Wall Street. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Wall Street is starting to turn up the heat on Ford CEO Mark Fields. Ford's profits dropped more than expected in the first quarter, and its stock is down 37% since 2014. Bloomberg reports that the board of directors will meet tomorrow to look at how the company can boost growth and profits. Well, here's our Autoline insight. Wall Street never really rewarded Ford, or General Motors for that matter, when they posted record growth and earnings over the last 5 years. Meanwhile, Tesla, which continues to lose a lot of money, is now valued more highly than Ford or GM. So here's the bottom line. Nothing the traditional automakers will do will ever satisfy Wall Street. The activist investors should just sell their shares and move on. And here's one reason why Ford is underperforming that often gets overlooked. It is at the bottom of the trough in its product cycle. In other words, Ford has a lot of old products in its lineup. The Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, Taurus, C-Max, Flex, and Escape have not been redesigned in years. The only all-new models it has coming out this year are the Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator. In the next couple of years, Ford's product cadence will really pick up. But even if those products sell well all around the world and the company goes on to set new records for profits, we don't expect Wall Street to value the company any higher than it does today. Intel, which used to turn its nose up at the automotive industry, is making a quick U-turn. Last week, it held its first ever autonomous driving workshop and unveiled its advanced vehicle lab in Silicon Valley.
At today's workshop, we're showing how data is at the center of everything that Intel is doing in autonomous vehicles. Whether it's compute in the car, connectivity, or cloud processing technologies, Intel can be a single trusted partner for the autonomous driving market.
Intel is focusing on data because it believes it is the single most important factor in autonomous driving. It wants to learn how to process, manage, move, store, share, and learn from it. So it's creating a new lab for algorithm development and training, and to understand the infrastructure needed for self-driving data movement and storage. Intel wants more collaboration to commonize platforms and technology to bring autonomous cars to market faster. Coming up next, automakers are investing a fortune in electric cars, but won't see a payoff anytime soon.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volkswagen is investing a fortune to making electric cars. It will triple its investment in EVs to nearly $10 billion through 2022. To pay for that investment, VW wants to cut costs elsewhere in the company, and CEO Matthias Mueller predicts a big fight with its union, IG Metall, in Germany. Mueller also revealed that VW is in talks with companies in Europe and China on battery cells. Reuters reports that the company is considering making its own cells. And while it's not uncommon for automakers to assemble battery packs, it is unusual for them to make battery cells. And while VW is bullish on EVs, the giant German supplier Continental says it's going to be nearly a decade before they're cost competitive with the internal combustion engine. The company's chief financial officer told Bloomberg that battery costs, limited range, and charging times will leave EVs at a disadvantage until 2025. In other words, automakers will not make a profit on their electric cars until the middle of the next decade. Still to come, we're starting to see a big change in the Chinese car market.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
China may be the biggest new car market in the world by a wide margin, but it's a different story with used cars. In the U.S., there are 2.5 used cars sold per every new car. In China, there are nearly 4 new cars sold to every used car. You can buy a new car quite cheap in China. Some cars cost well under $10,000. But the used car market could be set to explode in the next few years as inventory levels rise, consumers become more comfortable buying secondhand, and dealerships start doing a better job of marketing used vehicles. We think customers will flock to used luxury cars first. Automakers like BMW offer certified pre-owned cars with a 7-day return policy, 1-year unlimited manufacturer's warranty, and free connectivity and navigation updates for a full year. You know, I've often heard historic automobiles referred to as rolling artwork. But for many of us, we only get to see these classics when they're parked on the 18th fairway of some concours. But it doesn't have to be that way. On May 20th, the Gilmore Car Museum, which is near Kalamazoo, Michigan, is holding its second annual pre-1942 showcase, or better described as authentic time travel. Visitors will get to see and even riding cars, trucks, and motorcycles from the last 75 to 125 years around the Gilmore's 90-acre campus. Highlights include a 1903 Columbia Electric, the first type of automobile driven by a U.S. president, a 1916 Detroit Electric, true horseless carriages known as high wheelers, and a representation of the 1886 Benz, the very first automobile. Visitors can also see the hand crank starting of a Ford Model T and the lighting of a fire to start a steam-powered Stanley. The showcase is $12 per person, which also includes access to the entire museum, and it's free to anyone under 11. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.